WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cases of bird flu continue to pop up in new areas and under varying circumstances. CBS's Matt Piper reports on another human case.
Nevada has confirmed its first human case of bird flu in a farm worker who was exposed to infected dairy cattle. That happened after they were infected with a more worrying strain of the virus that was confirmed last week to have spilled over from birds. Bird flu has infected nearly 70 people, mostly farm workers, since April. Nevada health officials say in this case, the person is recovering after suffering from pink eye and says there's no evidence the virus is spreading from person to person.
Investigators are pointing to landing gear on a mid-sized plane that landed and crashed into another plane parked off the runway at the city airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. One person was killed, three were injured. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the investigation.
It was coming in from Austin, squared up for what appeared to be a normal landing until that apparent gear failure sent it veering off the runway and into another airplane. The NTSB and the FAA will certainly look into this accident to try to determine the cause and what factors, what lessons can be learned from it to perhaps make future flying safer.
President Trump issued an ultimatum and a threat to Hamas, saying he wants all Israeli hostages released this coming weekend or the ceasefire deal should be canceled.
It's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Asked by reporters what he means by that, Trump said, "You'll find out." The public is apparently very interested in what's happening in Washington these days, especially the effort by Elon Musk to make radical changes in the government. There's so much interest, the phone lines on Capitol Hill are overwhelmed.
The congressional phone system has been jammed and unable to take calls at times, with so many people calling their representatives and senators. That includes this North Carolina woman.
I've had to leave a message. I've also noticed that sometimes their voicemail is full and I cannot leave a message.
The congressional phone system usually gets dozens of calls per minute. It's now getting more than 1,500 calls per minute. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Winter storm warnings are in effect from Kentucky to southern New Jersey overnight, and with the heavy snow expected in the mid-Atlantic region, up to 6 inches, Appalachian Power, which serves a million customers in West Virginia, and Tennessee, has requested 700 additional workers from neighboring utilities. That's to assist with any power problems which may come in the morning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A dog is supposedly a man's best friend, but in the movie Dogman, they are one and the same. The film, about a canine police officer and his human handler who become one following surgery after being injured on the job, is number one at the box office for a second week in a row. The family-friendly canine caper pulled in almost $14 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, bringing its two-week total to $54 million. Two newcomers filled spots number two and three from last weekend. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes opened in second place with a week weekend haul of $8.5 million, and it was Universal's action comedy Love Hurts that came in third place with $5.8 million. Mufasa the Lion King is showing serious resilience, finishing at number four with just under $4 million in its eighth week of release, and with domestic totals now at $235 million. Finishing out the top five is the horror sci-fi comedy Companion, which brought in $3 million in its second week in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for the overnight with lows between 10 and 15 below zero, a light northwest breeze. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way, highs in the middle single digits, wind chills in the morning down around 20 below zero. It's 6 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
How will the most recent attacks on federal programs affect everyday Americans here in Wisconsin? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams coming up on the next show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, what we were talking about in the first hour, you know, Trump breaking our government by refusing to go along with court orders, that moment of truth is upon us. Just breaking news here, U.S. District Judge John McConnell just minutes ago issued an order directing the Trump administration to immediately obey a previous restraining order halting the funding freeze at the National Institutes of Health and two other Biden-era laws. This is back on Friday. 22 state attorneys general, all Democrats, had accused the administration of not obeying Judge McConnell's order to unfreeze federal spending for grants and loans. And the White House OMB said that the order did not apply to specific federal programs. So McConnell says, yes, it does. His five-page order says, and I quote, "The broad, categorical, and sweeping freeze of federal funds is, as this court found, likely unconstitutional and has caused and continues to cause irreparable harm to a vast portion of this country." Therefore, McConnell has ordered the Office of Management and Budget, this is Russell Vogt's agency now, the architect of Project 2025, to, quote, "take every step necessary," end quote, to restore funding for the Inflation Reduction Act, the Infrastructure Improvement and Jobs Act, the National Institutes of Health, and other agencies covered by the restraining order. In other words, Congress said you're going to spend this money. Damn it, you're going to spend this money. Now we find out, is Trump going to openly defy a federal court? Now, my guess is he'll appeal it. And the appeals court, you know, if he does it with a right-wing appeals court, and I don't know how much discretion he has in picking jurisdictions at this point, but if he appeals it, he may, you know, get that order stayed or maybe not. But we're into the last part of the third quarter, the first part of the fourth quarter here, to use a metaphor from yesterday. Wasn't that a bizarre football game? I'm reading all over the internet that Mahomes, you know, the quarterback for the Chiefs, that he was photographed with Trump, his family is with Trump, his wife has been tweeting how wonderful Trump is, and that this is the Trump curse, that if Trump likes you, you're screwed. So who knows? But I digress. Anyhow, we'll see where this goes. Meanwhile, David Jolly, the former Republican congressman from Florida, was on MSNBC over the weekend, and he says the biggest problem coming is that the government funding cliff is coming. The Republicans are going, the Democrats are talking about, and I think they're quite serious about this, about just standing back and letting Republicans deal with the budget. On March 14th, I believe, double check, but my recollection is it's March 14th. On that day, the federal government runs out of money or begins the process of running out of money. Because the money for this fiscal year has not been appropriated. And so we're running off leftover money from last fiscal year. The fiscal year begins in September. And, it begins in October, October 1st. And the previous fiscal year ends at the end of September. And so if there's not enough money to fund the government, it starts shutting down functions. Well, you know, some of that money is being saved by Elon Musk shutting down functions anyway. And we know that the Republicans in the Senate are planning on another multi-trillion dollar tax break for the billionaires who own them. And that the Republicans in the House want to do that. They want to have another billion-dollar tax break or trillion-dollar tax break for the billionaires who own them. But there are conflicting currents, shall we say, within the House GOP. Now, the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate, you know, they've got a three-vote majority in the House, including, you know, the vice president. In the House, they technically have a three-vote majority. It's more like a one- or two-vote majority, given that there's these three, you know, seats that are up for special elections here. So whether they're going to be able to even put this thing together without Democratic help is a huge question. And, in fact, the best bets are they won't. So David Jolly says they don't even know how to solve this problem. He says the Republican Congress has collapsed. He calls them listless and meaningless. He said the immediate ability to rush to the fire is the Congress, and they've just laid down. And I think he's right, and in part this is because the right-wing billionaires who fund them, particularly the fossil fuel billionaires, they don't believe in the federal government. They don't like the federal government. They don't want the federal government to be like it is. They're all down with David Koch's 1980 platform that called for basically every function of the federal government except police and military and the judges to be shut down. Why should billionaires have to pay for stuff that billionaires don't use? Billionaires don't use our public roads. They don't use our public schools. They don't use our parks. They've got their, you know, they've got their super yachts and their mansions and their Swiss chalets and their private jets. They don't use our airports. They don't use our, you know, arguably they use our air traffic system, but, you know, they don't care if it collapses for commercial flights. And I suppose they can always fly VFR and not even have to bother with air traffic control, you know, at least on a nice day. Or if they're going to ignore the rules, just, you know, punch through some clouds, you know, at 400 miles an hour. So this is going to get real interesting, real fast. The next 2 months, I think, are going to determine an awful lot about what kind of government, what form of government we're going to end up with, whether Trump is going to be successful in turning us into Russia, cracking down on the press, cracking down on dissent, or whether he's going to have to back down. And it's largely going to depend on what Republicans in the House and Senate do, which is why it's so important that if you live in a red state, that you call your Republican members of the House and Senate and let them know what you're thinking. And don't do it like, hey, I'm a liberal and I'm pissed off. Do it like, this isn't conservative. This isn't what Barry Goldwater would have done. This isn't even what Richard Nixon would have done. This is destroying the American government. Why aren't you doing something about this, you know, Senator Thune or Senator Tillis or Senator, you know, fill in the blanks, right, depending on where you live. Meanwhile, John Quealy, the publisher of Common Dreams, wrote a great piece that's over on commondreams.org right now. It's titled, "A More Sinister Reason Behind Musk's Attack on the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the Consumer Agency." Russell Vogt, who is, you know, his new head of OMB, the architect of Project 2025, just ordered the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau to shut down their operations. Now, the only thing that the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau does is protect consumers. They have recovered over $20 billion that has been stolen from people like you and me by giant banks and financial institutions. All of it through fraudulent practices, hitting you with fines and penalties that you really don't have to pay, running sneaky promotions that are filled with lies. I mean, this is the kind of stuff the CFPB does, is they stop those kind of things from happening. And they then reclaim your money and give it back to you. Now, why would Russell Vogt and Donald Trump want to shut that down? And Elon Musk, for that matter. Could it be that Elon Musk just cut a deal with Visa and wants to start processing payments through X? He wants to basically turn X into something like Venmo, maybe? And he doesn't want the CFPB looking over his shoulder? Is that what's going on? Or is it that the big banks have come to Russell Vogt and to Donald Trump and their friends and said, hey, you know, we'll give you millions more in campaign contributions if you just get these damn regulators off our back so we can go back to screwing our customers? I can't think of any other reason than those two. Can you? The CFPB, by the way, is not funded by Congress. It's funded by the Fed. And Vogt and Trump ordered the Fed to zero out next year's appropriation. In other words, shut the damn thing down. And again, the reason why it's funded by the Fed rather than Congress is to prevent political interference, which is exactly what's going on right now. Elizabeth Warren came out and she said, Russell Vogt is giving big banks and giant corporations the green light to scam families. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has returned over $21 billion to families cheated by Wall Street. Republicans have failed to gut it in Congress and the courts. They will fail again. And then on Friday, Musk posted CFPB RIP. On his Nazi-infested social media site. And on MSNBC, the executive director of the Groundwork Collective, Lindsay Owen, said Musk's motivations are likely more sinister and closer to home. She said, we know that Elon Musk is interested in starting his own payment app. He's partnered with Visa to do that. And so he has a real interest in ensuring that the CFPB isn't blocking an effort like that. And according to David Dayen, quote, by stalling designation of non-depository institutions, Besant, this is the Treasury Secretary, ensures that X will not be designated for CFPB supervision, at least in the near term. But the insertive directive specifically bars designation of non-banks. Well, it's a little technical, but basically what it says is that Elon Musk can't be regulated by the CFPB, that they're going to have to figure out some other way to do it. At least this is their plan. This is what they're trying to do. Again, all the Consumer Protection Bureau does is protect consumers. It doesn't work on behalf of billionaires. It doesn't work on behalf of banks. It works on behalf of you, of people like you and me who have our money with our, you know, with banks and credit unions and investment houses. That's all it does. Why do they want to get rid of it again? What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, and if you like the fires in Los Angeles, you're going to love what comes next. I'll tell you about that right after the break. And then I'll pick up the call. Stay with us.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen found in your body. Cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Nature's Path recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into your body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the morning. We love it. Nature's Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They also have an 800 number you can call with questions about recipes, ingredients, and you talk to a real person. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundles that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a big discount. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartmann, G-E-T, get. You got to put the word get at the beginning. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartmann with two N's at the end.
Putin, Modi, Duterte's call, strongmen rise, and democracies fall. Trump's armies, with faces unseen, a dangerous play in the American dream. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Brown shirts, black shirts, history's mark, echoed now in the fiery dark, armed and ready. A nation's divide, violence justified by a leader's pride. The wolves run wild, in packs they roam, turning streets to a battleground home. Liberty crushed beneath their boots, a chilling return to history's roots. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Is this the America we once knew, where freedom sang and justice grew? Now shadows creep.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. So Trump has put into place a hiring freeze for federal officials. In fact, not just a hiring freeze. They sent a letter out to all 2 million federal employees saying, hey, wouldn't you like to resign right now? We'll pay you through September if you do. Although, you know, there's no contract, there's no proof. In fact, it looks like at least some people have resigned and not, and then been told, sorry, we're not going to pay you. So be careful and talk to your union if you're a federal employee. But here's where it gets wild. You ever heard of federal firefighters? Now, I confess, I didn't even realize there were federal firefighters until you know, this last week. But there are, and the Department of the Interior last year employed 5,780, and the U.S. Forest Service employed 11,300 federal firefighters. Now, the problem is that these people are seasonal employees. They don't work during the winter. So, you know, they get laid off and then they get rehired. It's not like they're on vacation. They're unemployed right now, and they would be being hired right about now to get ready for the fire season, which, you know, begins in May and June. And they can't be hired right now because Trump has put this federal hiring freeze into place. So, like I said, if you liked the fires in Los Angeles and Hawaii, you're going to love what comes next. Because, you know, we're talking almost 20,000 firefighters who can travel anywhere in the country. I mean, this is their job, is to backstop local firefighters, state firefighters, county and municipal firefighters in these horrible situations, like, you know, the Palisades fire or the one in Hawaii. And these are not, I mean, those are the big ones, right? But there's smaller ones all over the country. And these federal firefighters show up. And they're not just on the ground with axes and hoses. They're flying federal planes, tanker planes, that are dumping fire retardant on forests, you know, to stop or prevent forest fires. And Trump has shut that thing down. I wonder how people in the red states that have fire problems, you know, Wyoming, Montana, I wonder how they're feeling about this. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stick around. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Cartilage, bones, hair, skin, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the mornings. We love this stuff. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk to an actual person for ideas, recipes, ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers a really amazing bundle that's only available with our website when you get where you get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the normal price. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman for those really great bundle deals.
Crown shining bright, no one dares stand and fight. The light turns green, he moves ahead, while the ones who swore to stop him turn and bow instead. Is tyranny getting the green light? Are we just watching as the dark takes the night? When silence is louder than a battle cry, tell me, are we letting freedom die? They shake their heads.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. Thanks for having me on. You know, when I listen to your callers that are so on top of the issues and stuff, I did want to hit just real quickly a couple of things. We keep saying that Republicans are afraid of being primary. They're afraid of their own voters.
That's true.
I mean, how sick is that? And back on your list of things that Democrats need to do going forward, and it's already kind of happening a little bit. I like that they're talking about what Musk is doing in more of a worst case scenario, because it could be far, far darker than anyone's even talking about, crashing the global economy, holding it hostage. But this is the one that I want you to get on that list, is to start calling out the Republican religious hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring attention to a story that you may not have seen of freshman representative Dave Mynn of California. He posted on X to Trump's press secretary, "Thou shalt not bear false witness. Carolyn Leavitt is a fake Christian, like so many in the Golden Cap administration. She's comfortable stating a bold-faced lie to hundreds of millions of people while wearing a giant cross to let everyone know how pious and moral she is." Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, that is – because here's the deal. There's three segments that vote Republican. The 30% that are totally crazy, love burn it all down, want to see the pain. You've got the billionaires who want the cash, and then you've got this big swath and some crossover of this religious thing where starving a baby infant's okay as long as you stop abortion,
right,
and or stop gay people. So we have to – when this guy did this, this is what is missing. If they – not to be the preachers, but to call out the fact that the Republicans put their hand on a Bible to faithfully conduct their duties in office – none of them are doing it. They're all...
Trump got around that by refusing to put his hand on the Bible, but when he was sworn in. But I get what you're saying, and I would add, you know, the racists to your, you know, Republican coalition. But, I totally get it, and I think that anybody who has any familiarity with and a real embrace of Christianity should and can be speaking out right now in a religious context against these people,
right.
Because what they're doing is spitting in the face of Jesus, basically. These people who claim to be Christians. I mean, all you have to do is read the Sermon on the Mount, read what he said about being pious,
right.
About public prayer, caring for children, or read Matthew 25, 40, whatever it is, 43 or 45. Matthew 25, anyway, the parable of the goats and the sheep.
There's a ton of them. I called men's off him, and guess what? After he posted that, the maggots went into a full-on rage. The last thing they want is anyone to call out the absolute falsehoods of them in kind of like calling, I think they should refer to Trump as deceiver. You got to speak in those languages. But instead of actually talking about what he was stating that was not true, what the press secretary was saying, they started bringing up a recent DUI arrest. If that's that whataboutism they do.
Sure.
Well, you got a DUI, right? So that was how they had no problem with Pete Hegseth's laundry list of public intoxication events. You know, the hypocrisy is so deep. That's what has to be called out.
Yeah.
They need to speak in terms that people in that religious group understand is a devil. He's a deceiver. He's a deceiver in chief.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to talk about it because that is a truism in all this, too, is these are not religious people.
Yeah,
These people work for the greed.
I agree. I sometimes wonder, about the Antichrist even. Yeah. Joe, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I'm sad to say it, but I can picture at a national prayer breakfast in the future an announcement that we're changing e pluribus unum, out of many one, to something else because it seemed DEI, and it is DEI. I mean, it came out.
Well, they've been working on that for years. I mean, that goes back to the Under God, In God We Trust that went on the coins in the 1950s as a result of McCarthy's campaigns.
And then resulted, and there's a series here, I'm glad you pointed that out. And then we ended up with the civil rights of 1965, and there hasn't been a response in our coinage yet. And I think it could be out of God, one Christ, which would be ex Deo Unus Christus. And I think that my point isn't to promote that. My point is to propose that that be a signal for a student strike. And I would say teacher, of course, that's outlawed. And the reason it's outlawed is because should students strike, there's no other group in existence where the wheels of commerce shut down to the same extent as when students strike. That's why teachers are banned from doing it. And the other problem with students is it spreads, and they're not rational. They'll get excited, and they'll act on, that story you told is so wonderful. Kids have an innate sense of fairness,
mm-hmm.
and they'll reach a boiling point. Like when they're playing a game, you told the story of instead of one winning over the other, they stopped playing when both had an equal score.
Yeah, that was in Australia. I saw that. Yeah.
And we'll see a student strike, and I think the signal for that strike should be when it is proposed that our currency be changed to whatever it is, whether it's ex Deo Unus Christus or something else. But when they say that no e pluribus unum is DEI, we need to change it. That would, I think, because like the lady said earlier, when reeling in a monster, timing is, I'm going to add this, timing is everything.
Yeah.
And that would be the timing, so everyone knows.
I get it. Michael, thank you. That's a good one. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon here. A couple serious thoughts. But I just want you to know I had a direct pipeline to a political groundhog, and that was, a couple of week ago or so. And he comes out every 4 years, the election.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up and saw a shadow, and what that means is 4 years of stormy political weather.
Yeah.
And I think he's spot on. So understand what I'm saying there.
I do.
Getting back to seriousness here, I'm concerned about the vaccines and stuff like that with Kennedy becoming the head honcho there.
Did you see that there's a measles outbreak going on in Texas in a very conservative town among right-wingers who didn't vaccinate their kids, and something like three-quarters of all these kids who got measles are now in the hospital?
I'm not surprised. I heard polio is making a comeback.
Yep.
Other things, I'm worried about the next pandemic that's coming down the pike.
Yep.
It's very serious. One question I have for you, make it fast here because I know we're at the end of the hour. seems like South Korea, didn't they have a similar political crisis that unfolded when they had a rogue administration and president? How did they handle this?
There were some significant differences between South Korea and the United States. Yes, they had a president, President Yoon, who declared a state of emergency and tried to basically shut down parliament and lock out his political opposition. The problem that he had was, number one, his party did not control parliament, which is different from the situation we have here. So parliament rose up and said, no, you can't do that. We're going to impeach you. They successfully impeached him. Also, his own administration prosecuted him. He's been in jail for the last couple of weeks. He's in solitary confinement right now. And he's being prosecuted for sedition now. And the other thing that was different from between us and South Korea is that in South Korea, the right-wing media is very, very marginalized. There is right-wing media. Most of it is run by this, by the remnants of the Reverend Moon's empire and his son, who wears a crown of bullets and prays to AR-15s. But the most of the press in South Korea is still independent and loves democracy. And so the press turned against the president, and the parliament, the legislature turned against the president, and he couldn't withstand. And so at that point, his own military refused to follow his orders and arrested him and put him in jail. I don't see the same thing happening here. Trump controls our military. He controls our police systems. With an absolute iron fist now. The Republicans in the House and Senate are completely cowed. Our media is scared to death, all three of the big networks. Most of our major newspapers have been sued by Trump. They're looking at, CBS is looking at a $10 billion lawsuit from Trump. They're terrified, and they're trying to shut down, our kind of last national independent media, which is National Public Radio. And I think there's a very good chance that they will do that in the next year or so. So, yes, there are parallels, but there's analogies, but not absolute parallels. Steve, thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Excuse me, not 60 seconds. I'll be back with you in a couple minutes. Stay with us, though. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for a free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, no one left to speak for me. If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor to foe, filling hearts with dread. It's our time to rise, it's our time to fight for justice, for freedom, to stand in the light.
Then 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
I wanted to talk about this deportation thing in the context of Aurora, Colorado. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever mentioned this before, but Aurora, Colorado is a maggot city.
A what?
Majority of the city.
Is a what?
A maggot.
Oh, MAGA. Okay, yeah.
Maggot. I can't even, MAGA, if we want to say MAGA, that's fine.
No, I got it. I got it. It's fine.
Okay. The majority of the city council and the mayor, who is a former Republican congressman, who was voted out, who was defeated in re-election by Jason Crow because he didn't have the guts to stand up and take the hard questions from his constituents. Now, they could have taken care of this gang from Venezuela a long time ago. They they do not control the city. They got into some rundown apartment buildings run by an international or a national management company. That just all of their properties in the Denver area are they're swamps basically.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprises me is the Aurora Police Department. They go their modus operandi is let's go in shooting and then we'll figure things out later.
Mm-hmm.
They've cost Aurora a lot of money. They killed a kid by the name of Elijah McLean here, I think, about 6 years ago, and got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one cop got 14 months in jail. The two.
So, Mike, what's the point you're trying to make here?
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is that he's Trump has made this his hood ornament on the Cadillac. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, I get it.
And have falsely said, well, you know, they've taken over the entire city. These are people that live in these apartment buildings. All they want to do, they want to go to the restaurant. They want to, you know, wash dishes, go come home and take care of their families.
Mm. You know, so they're not gang members?
What? They're not gang members. No. They're just
Venezuelan refugees.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I don't give a, I could give a care. Get rid of the Venezuelan gang. If they're MS-13, get rid of them.
Sure.
But
he says that's the only people he's taking to Gitmo. We'll see. I'm very skeptical. Mike, thanks for the call. And apparently there's no due process involved in taking them to Gitmo, at least according to what our DHS secretary said on the Sunday shows. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We need you more than ever. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 5.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A private plane owned by rocker Vince Neil has crashed into a parked plane at the airport in Scottsdale. One person has died.
It happened at the Scottsdale Municipal Airport. Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked.
Keister says it appears that the main left gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident. In a social media post by Vince Neil's representative, on board the Learjet owned by Neil were two pilots and two passengers. The performer was not on the plane. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Dozens of states across the country are under winter storm or cold weather advisories. Across the southern Gulf Coast, it'll be wet. Meteorologist Craig Allen takes a look.
For now, there is a growing area of showers and thunderstorms and some heavy rain. That is to the south of I-40 down to